Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I tell you what, I got in late last night after making the drive back from Great Falls and then getting up early this morning. But hey, it's a... Now is the time. Now is the season. We got to get this thing done, man. So I was in Great Falls. I told you I was going to be in Great Falls for the Fusion fights, the mixed martial arts fights on Saturday night in Great Falls, and that was another great event. The world champ, bare-knuckle fight champion, King Kai Stewart. Of course, he was home in his hometown of Great Falls. And November 9th, they're actually bringing the BKFC to Billings, Montana. So that's going to be massive. I got to get a hold of King Kai Stewart because he's trying to, I guess he's going to be helping sell tickets for that. And if he helps sell tickets for that event, it'll help bring a real big time event here to Montana, apparently. So we can help him and help Montana at the same time. He was in the house for that event. And then Sugar Sean, he was just the top headliner at UFC 306 down in Vegas at that incredible Sphere, came up short. It sounds like that surgery that he's going to have to get, that injury was there a few days before. At least everybody I was BSing with up in Great Falls, that injury was there before he was in UFC 306. And so, I wonder if that's why he just had a different look about him. He didn't seem to have that normal, look in his eye that he normally has at those UFC fights. But nonetheless, still, Sugar Sean was in the house on Saturday night in Great Falls with a lot of his hometown friends, you know, from Helena and trainers in the Great Falls area. Not only was Sugar Sean there with some of his fighters, but he, he was the world champion bantamweight for the whole UFC, which is incredible. But he was in the house. Got to meet his dad. He still lives here in Montana as well. But not only was Sugar Sean there, but his trainer was in the house too. His legendary trainer, Tim Welch. And then Sunday morning, we did a really cool event from Fifth and Wine. We did a Sunday brunch event from downtown Great Falls, and I ran into Tom Wiley with KRTV. He actually did a big feature. They got to go to UFC 306 and did a big kind of biographical feature story on Sugar Sean O'Malley, the UFC fighter from Helena, Montana. So it's cool running into Tom Wiley as well. But then, I was there for the Fusion fights. Then we had our event in Great Falls yesterday. So I missed the big rally in Billings, Montana, with Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. But looking at the photos and the video of that, wow, that was another big event. And then I'm looking at the photos from the rally in Kalispell with Tim Sheehy and Kristi Noem. Wow, look at the turnout there. But because I was already in Great Falls, I thought, hey, I'm going to pop over to the rally with Tim Sheehy and Governor Kristi Noem in Great Falls. And man, what a packed house, what a fired up crowd we had at the Newberry in Great Falls. Because I was in Great Falls, they were like, hey, you want to introduce Tim? I was like, yeah, heck yeah, I'll introduce Tim. So it was pretty cool. I got to be on the stage there with Tim Sheehy and Governor Kristi Noem. Great to be with two freedom fighters in Montana, but look at that energy across the state.
Securing America.
A recent Senate Intelligence Committee hearing focused on election security and potential threats from online operatives working for Russia, China, and Iran, who continue to try and influence opinion and spread disinformation. Democratic Senator Mark Warner of Virginia.
Our adversaries realize this is effective and cheap.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio added,
they basically make it up, they push it out there, and they hope people believe it.
The committee heard from reps for online giants Meta, Alphabet, and Microsoft. Microsoft's vice chair and president, Brad Smith.
This has also become an election of Iran versus Trump and Russia versus Harris. And it is an election where Russia, Iran, and China are united with a common interest in discrediting democracy.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman, with sunny skies across the area for today. High temperature readings will stay from the upper 60s in Bozeman to the mid-70s in Billings. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures in the mid-40s in Bozeman, around 50 in Billings. And then we'll see more sunshine back for Tuesday, with highs in the mid-70s in Bozeman to 80 in Billings. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, guys, here's the deal. We got less than 50 days to go till Election Day, and you know these big tech leftist activists, the Facebooks of the world, the Googles of the world, they do not want you to see the Montana-specific content that we are pumping out on a daily basis. So if you want to see our content with the news and the commentary that matters to Montana, you can't rely on Facebook and Google. You got to get it straight from the source. Download the Montana Talks app on your smartphone. You'll see it right there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, there's a bunch of stories I did not get to last week that I should try to get to here today. Maybe I'll do a lightning round of leftover stack of stuff here on a Monday morning. I deliberately kept a lot of my stack of stuff in place in the studio. Yeah, just in case you roll in on Monday morning a little late, especially after making a trip to Great Falls over the weekend and back. Yeah, getting in late last night, but man, it was worth it. Incredible rally with Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. I was looking back on some of my old tweets and some of my old stories from our Montana Talks website back in 2020 in particular, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, she stood for freedom. She stood for liberty. She stood for the Constitution as these Democrat governors. Like, you know, remember, we had a Democrat governor here in Montana a short four years ago. And he was locking us down, trying to force people to wear masks. And you know, shutting down small Montana businesses, but letting his buddies in the big box stores stay open. But Kristi Noem, she stood for the Constitution. She stood for freedom, and she was right, and she was on the right track. But anyway, she gave a powerful speech yesterday in Great Falls. So cool to be on the stage with her and Tim Sheehy for that event. I've got some audio of it. I'll have to have you guys. I'll play a little bit of it later, and you guys can tell me if the audio is good enough for you to hear it over the app and over the airwaves. Because yeah, like I say, incredible speech. But Tim Sheehy was on Fox News this weekend with Martha McCallum. Let's listen in on part of that conversation.
Republican Senate candidate for Montana, Tim Sheehy, pulling ahead of incumbent John Tester. A recent poll, this one is the end of August, shows Sheehy leading by 8 points. The Real Clear average is around 5 points right now. So the balance of power may rest on Montana. Politico writes, quote, Dems Senate's hopes are increasingly running through a single state, and it's not looking great. That from the Politico headline. So Tim Sheehy joins me now. Sir, good to have you with us. Welcome. You know, I think Republicans feel that West Virginia is their best bet to tie up the Senate. And now it's looking like you may be the best bet to produce a Republican majority in the Senate. Give us your take on where things stand right now and how optimistic you are or how cautious you are.
Listen, we got to run like we're behind all the way to the finish line. We knew from the very beginning this entire cycle was going to be incredibly competitive, but incredibly important for the future of the country. And as we just heard, as that Mike Pompeo talked about what's going on foreign policy-wise, you know, that has impacts right here at home. Montanans want common sense back, as most Americans do. We haven't been getting that for 3.5 years. And although the White House is critically important, everyone's realizing the Senate is a check on more of this radical agenda coming out of the Harris-Walz ticket. And we've seen what the impacts of that the last 3.5 years. And our race here in Montana is going to be the tipping point race. It's critical we win it. We're running like we're behind. We're going to do that for another 45 days because we have to win this seat for the future of the country.
So back in 2020, Trump won the state of Montana by about 19 points in the presidential election. And Tester, though, has been a senator since 2007. So there's been a lot of split ticket voting in Montana. What do you think is going to make the difference? I saw Tester on another cable news channel really talking about abortion rights and focusing on restoring Roe v. Wade. What do you think the most pivotal issues are in this race?
The kitchen table issues, they're common sense issues. Montanans want a secure border. They want cheap gas. They want safe streets. We're seeing crime waves across all of America, but even here in Montana. You know, Montana's Mayberry. People don't lock their front doors. They're not used to violent crime. They see that rise happen in the state. A lot of that ties to the drug trade, the open southern border, severely impacting our small towns, our tribal communities, and our big cities. So folks are very logically looking at their gas bill, their grocery bill, and crime in the streets and saying, we want to get common sense back. And John Tester has voted party line for his entire career to support all these leftist policies that are not just harming America, they're harming everyday Montanans.
All right, yeah, and a great point there by Tim Sheehy. You know, think about it, inflation, crime, everything that he just mentioned there. Who is getting hit the hardest? Everybody's getting hit, but who's getting hit the hardest? Native Americans, our reservations, being hardest hit by John Tester's failed policies and, frankly, lack of attention. Lack of John Tester providing, you know, more law enforcement in our reservation communities as well. No wonder the Democrats couldn't even get a busload of protesters to show up at Sheehy's rally yesterday. They were desperately trying. I saw the flyers. They were trying to get protesters to show up. They couldn't even fill a bus. They had to get like a van or two instead. Because I think it just shows that they know that John Tester is failing our reservation communities. Anyway, let's go into the phone lines. Here we got Steve in Ballantyne. Steve, what's going on?
Morning, Aaron. Okay. Anaconda, the ad that Tester's running, you know, about sticking up for this small company that builds truck bodies or whatever. Well, Deer Lodge is not that far away. I mean, it's traveling distance to go to work, okay? Way back, it was actually before Tester, but, you know, the Democrat Party, they all bleed the same kind of blood, Democrat blood. Anyway, my son and I had a big Senate meeting in Missoula at the college, probably early 2000s. And it was to do with, there's a company in Deer Lodge that employs well over 200 people at the time. Well over 200.
And what happened with it? We're just about to get to go to the break. What happened with it?
Were tying up the logs. And this company in Deer Lodge, to keep their employees busy, had to bring his logs in from Idaho. Just because the Democrat Party wouldn't let them log.
They shut down the timber industry. Yeah. Tester, the Democrats, and the judges are responsible for that.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Northlund. The latest edition of USDA's Cattle on Feed report was released, and Friday's information for the September 1 on-feed numbers was mostly neutral for the market. USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum.
The number of cattle on feed on September 1st was just under 11.2 million head, which was about 1% above a year ago. During August, just under 2 million head were placed on feed, which was about 1% below 2023. Feedlots marketed about 1.8 million head of cattle during August, which was about 4% below a year ago. But one has to adjust that number for the fact that there was one fewer slaughter day in 2024. So when you make that adjustment, we're actually about 0.8% above 2023.
But many are asking, are cattle producers still in contraction mode, and are they holding back a few heifers as well? Chagum says the October data will provide more insight to those questions.
When we get the October 1st inventory number, it will provide us with a breakdown of the sex of the animals on feed. So that could provide us with a little indication about whether or not, you know, we're seeing higher proportions of heifers being put on feed, you know, which could give us a little bit of an indication about the retention of heifers for addition to the breeding herd.
But with high prices and concerns of La Nina weather patterns in parts of the nation, producers are not expected to begin a herd rebuilding effort on a large scale. We'll be right back.
Stop the moisture-robbing weeds with a fall burn-down application of Vita herbicide and your preferred burn-down partner. With Vita, you're not restricted on the next crop. 0 to 1 day plant back on labeled crops, 30 days on unlabeled crops. Your choice of burn-down partner, adjuvant, and 2 fluid ounces of Vita, and you've got peace of mind come spring. You've kept as much soil moisture as possible. Quick control of broadleaves, including glyphosate and ALS-resistant weeds. Add power to your burn-down. Ask for Vita herbicide. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan USA.
Join the North American Invasive Species Management Association in Missoula, Montana for their 32nd annual conference, September 30th through October 4th. The conference will focus on bridging geographic divides and empowering invasive species management strategies. Attendees can look forward to educational sessions and keynotes from leading researchers and management experts from across the globe. To register, visit conference.naisma.org.
Returning back here this morning, those of us that have filled out USDA Census of Agriculture data, and you know how persistent they can be until you do those surveys. Well, the department has now launched a collection of interactive maps to allow data users to access key Census of Agriculture information. The newly redesigned Ag Census Web Maps app offers the public access to maps and accompanying data to help visualize, download, and analyze Census of Ag data to the county level. The application assembles maps and stats from the 2022 Census of Ag in 5 broad categories, including crops and plants, economics, farms, livestock and animals, and producers, as well as associated subcategories. In specialty crop news, U.S. potato export values grew 4% to a record $2.3 billion in the 12-month period from July 2023 through June 2024. At the same time, export volume decreased by 1.6% to 3.3 million metric tons during the time frame. I'm Lee Northlund, Western Ag Network.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
There's one line that I definitely got to cue up for you. Even if the audio isn't the best, the South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem had a great line about how John Tester can't even tell you the difference between a she and a he, which is why you got to vote for she, he. There's something like that. That was probably the best line to that effect that I've ever heard. Yeah, just so great to see South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. By the way, I forget who was telling me this. I think it was a school teacher or somebody, or somebody who's got kids in the schools. I don't know. Man, I've been traveling so much all across Montana. I got back late from Great Falls last night, as I told you. And so I'm meeting so many great people that sometimes I'm like, man, who did I meet and when did I meet them and where were we at? But, you know, these commercials are getting so crazy right now. But the thing is I don't typically see it. I'll hear some of them on the, you know, the radio, of course, but I don't see all these TV commercials because I don't really watch that much TV. But I wonder, are kids being inundated by more political commercials this fall than you and I are? You think about it. There's a lot of kids that they have smartphones, they have tablets. They're using it for schoolwork. They're using it for play. They're using it for fun. They're just talking to their friends. I wonder if some of these kids are on their electronic devices more than you and I are. And the reason why I throw that question out there is because apparently all the kids in all the schools, somebody in Great Falls was telling me this too, that in Great Falls, it's getting so bad in the schools that all the kids are name-calling each other. And they're using the John Tester, Tim Sheehy campaign commercials to name call each other. You guys could probably tell me a similar story from your neck of the woods. Somebody was telling me, they're like, oh yeah, like the teachers in the schools are like, okay, kids, stop calling each other those names. Apparently the little kids, this is what the little kids are saying in the schools. Little kids, right? They're saying, you're a Tester the molester. You're a Shady Sheehy. They're calling each other names based off of these political campaign commercials that they're hearing. You're a Tester the molester. You're a Shady Sheehy. And the teachers are having to come out in the hallways. Now, kids, stop it. Yeah, those kids aren't, they're not a Tester the molester. He's not a Shady Sheehy. Come on, kids, back to class. Here we go. Anyway, so it's just kind of funny because, you know, it's because I think about it like, man, I don't see most of these TV commercials. So, but these little kids are obviously getting inundated with their electronic devices. So anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. And especially think about how much political advertising is being spent, and it's being spent on little kids that can't even vote. And how many of you are just simply tuning it all out? Also, I wonder.
This version fell apart. America's listening to Fox News.
Here in a few minutes, I'll try to find that soundbite for you from Kristi Noem talking about, you know, John Tester doesn't know the difference between, or at least refuses to tell you the difference between a she and a he. So that's why you got to vote for she, he. I'll play a little bit of the Kristi Noem audio after this, because I want guys like Tim and Savage and others out there, you know, Bruce and Ennis, I need you guys to hook a brother up, help me out here, and tell me if the audio sounds okay over the app, over the airwaves. I'm going to try to crank it up, so that'll give you a little bit more of the ambient noise, but also will hopefully, hopefully you can still hear what she had to say, because really great speech by Governor Kristi Noem. Back to what I got an app message somewhere here that I just misplaced. I literally just got the app message, and I'm like, where did I put it? A message from Tim and Savage. Oh, here it is. Put it up here. Let me hold on to that so I don't forget it. But I want to go back to what Stephen Ballantyne said a few minutes ago. Stephen Ballantyne was basically, he made a really good point. I talked with him more during the break, and I know we were short on time. The point he made is, so there's this phony TV commercial by a partisan Democrat from Anaconda. You know, Anaconda's old school Democrat country, right? A lot of people there still vote for the Democrats, even though the Democrat Party has abandoned them. You know, the anti-mining Democrat Party, the anti-timber industry, the anti-blue-collar Democrat Party, the anti-access to your favorite trail in the woods Democrat Party. So the Democrat Party has totally bailed on Anaconda voters and Butte voters, but a lot of them are still voting for the Democrats because it's just what they've always done. And it's really hard to change lifetime habits that are that ingrained. But the point that Stephen Ballantyne was making is, okay, here's John Tester in a TV ad bragging that he saved the Job Corps in Anaconda. Well, here's a headline from June 3rd of 2019. Daines saves Anaconda Job Corps Center from closing. Senator Steve Daines secured President Trump's decision to keep the Anaconda Job Corps Training Center open. So it was Steve Daines working with President Trump who saved the Anaconda Job Corps. All right. So John Tester's trying to take credit for somebody else's work here. All right. Okay. But either way, it's the Job Corps. It's a place, good service, place that gets federal funding. Okay. But the point that Stephen Valentine was making is that John Tester's Democrat Party and their radical left-wing federal judges that shut down mining jobs, that shut down timber jobs, that shut down your access to your favorite trail, is the Democrat Party that has shut down timber jobs in Deer Lodge and countless other communities across Montana. So Steve asked a good question and said, hey, there's probably some people that lived in Anaconda that worked at that, you know, in those timber jobs there in the area. And the Democrats destroyed their jobs. Such a good point and worth underlining and underscoring there for you. All right, let's see. Tim and Savage. I can't remember where I heard the story, but the number one issue for Democrats is abortion. These sick people don't care about the economy, national defense, or education. It's all about killing babies. Sick, he says.
Montana State News Network.
For the first time since midsummer, Montana only has a few dozen active fires, and many of those are nearing full containment. Crews managed to wrap up complete containment on the season's last explosive blaze, the Short Draw Fire in southeast Montana late last week, capping it at close to 35,000 acres. Skies cleared in the Bitterroot Valley over the weekend, but firefighters are still working to contain the Daly and Railroad fires burning in the Scalcahoe country, and the once dangerous Sherratt Creek Fire west of Stevensville is now 87% contained. There's been a slight uptick in the state's unemployment rate, but it's so small it didn't impact the state's impressive string of 38 months now with a jobless figure of 3.4% or less. Gallatin and Lewis and Clark counties continue to be Montana's largest counties with the lowest jobless numbers in the state, with the Bozeman market at just 2.3% and Helena at 2.8%. The August numbers from the Montana Department of Labor and Industry show Yellowstone, Missoula counties, Ravalli, and Flathead still hovering around that statewide average of 3.4%. Mineral and Lincoln County continue to hold the bottom spots at just over 5% unemployment, while Fallon County continues at just 1.7% of its labor force looking for work. Glacier National Park has become one of the most popular places in the region for weddings, but in this case, a couple left behind more than memories, and it was another couple looking to get married who came to the rescue. Tammy Torin picks up the story.
Traveling nurse Kimberly Rutledge and her fiance were biking on the east end of Glacier National Park when they stopped to walk down the trail and take in the view. When the couple got to their destination, they found two leather-bound books that said vows and had the date 9/4/2024, one for the bride and one for the groom. Rutledge posted pictures of the journals on a Glacier Park Facebook page, and within hours, the newlyweds were located, and now the journals are on their way to Georgia. More details on this story are on our website. For the Montana State News Network, I'm Tammy Torn.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, this is the best part right here, and I think I was able to crank it up just enough for you to hear. So the audio that I've got for you, the raw audio, you can hear South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, but it's low audio because it's the audio's from out in the crowd, right? But then when the crowd cheers, it's like, wow, it's really loud when the crowd cheers, because they had a great crowd in Great Falls yesterday afternoon. So what I did, so that you guys know that I manipulated the audio, it's so that you can hear it here. So what I did was I cranked her up, but I kept the crowd noise the same. But there might be parts where you're like, whoa, it kind of blasts you in the ear because maybe some of the crowd noise gets in, because there was a lot of interrupting applause off of some of her remarks. This was, I think, one of my favorite lines. I see we got Jeremy and Billings on the phone lines. Jeremy, stand by. I'll get to you here real quick. Let me just play a quick soundbite from Governor Noem, because then I can play more after this as well. This was my favorite line. She was just saying how, you know, John Tester doesn't know the difference between a she and a he. John Tester voted to put men into girls' sports, and Tim Sheehy will stand up for girls' sports. But I loved this line in particular. Listen to what she says about mediocre men. I think I queued it up in the right spot for you.
Tim Sheehy is not going to let mediocre men take away opportunities from our exceptional women. He's going to make sure that he protects women's sports and that he always knows what a she and a he is here in Montana, because that's just not something that we're going to sit here and argue about. It's just a matter of fact.
Right? Yep.
Listen, John Tester is just exactly like a politician we used to have in South Dakota. I don't know if any of you remember Tom Daschle.
Yep. All right, let me hold it right there. That's a great conversation point there too, because I remember Tom Daschle. That guy was such a phony. He was such a snake, a lot like John Tester, just a little mini version, little mini me. It's a little mini me of John Tester. So I'll play more of that. Tim and Savage, Bruce and Ennis, any of you guys out there listening on the app, message me. Hey, did that sound good on the app? Did it sound good over the air? Because I want to play more of that Kristi Noem audio here later this morning. But I want to make sure that it sounds good for you guys out there over the airwaves. All right, Jeremy in Billings on the phone lines. Jeremy, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, good talking to you.
I just got a sneak attack. I have a son who just turned 18 this year, and he's getting ready to vote for the first time.
Hey, me too.
So I don't know if you've experienced this, but I, as conservatives, we have a natural tendency to distrust, you know, the government, the federal government, especially the deep state, all that, right? And I think the left has keyed in on that, because I ended up having to convince my son that he needed to vote, because he's so discouraged in the political process and feels like that the election results are already predetermined, and what's the sense in him even taking part in it?
Mm.
I mean, it was a real struggle just to get him to see the reason that he needed to do it. And I think the left is pushing ads that play on that natural tendency that conservatives have to distrust it.
No, you're exactly right. And it's not just your now 18-year-old kid. This is our adult. This is your 18-year-old son. There's a lot of grown folks, probably your age, my age, and older, that are thinking and doing the same thing. How many of them have done that, not just since the 2020 election and all the shenanigans that took place then, but they've done it practically their entire lives, and they've never taken part and they've never voted because they say, well, how, what difference does it make? And, you know, here's the deal. We've got to come out in such high numbers to make up for any shenanigans that they pull. When I say shenanigans, I'm not just talking about vote counting and no signature verification on ballots. I'm talking about the election interference from the fake news media. I'm talking about the election interference from Google, from Facebook, and these online oligarchs and others, right? But you raise another interesting point, which is, If you heard me talking about how kids are being more inundated, I think, by these political commercials than even maybe us adults are, right? Especially if you're working most of the day and then doing, you know, trying to, and then working maybe a lot of the, you know, people doing a lot of side hustles right now to make up for the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, John Tester inflation. But these kids are being, I wonder, What are the takeaways that this young generation that's being inundated by these political commercials on all their devices right now, the ones that are out there saying, you're a tester, the molester, you're a shady sheehy, how is that going to impact them moving forward? Are they going to be even more cynical? Are they going to refuse to be part of the process because the process seems like such a joke because of, you know, these, you know, phony political campaign commercials? I wonder what impact that will have on the youngest of generations that are hearing all this trash right now.
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely damaging all the social media. You know, we allowed our son to get social media Instagram because he was in the baseball recruiting process in high school. And it's a big regret. I wish we'd have never let him get Instagram. I think it's just damaging. There's so much that he hears on that he sees in these short reels, and a lot of it makes sense to a certain degree, and it plays on the natural tendencies that kids and if they can't convince kids to become liberals, then they'll go to the other side and convince them that they completely disenfranchise them from the political process.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. They either want you to be on their side, on the bigger government side, or if they have identified you as somebody who's not on their side, they want you to be totally out of the game all the way. All right. Apparently, we're getting some messages on the app that Christy Noem audio sounded good. So that is great to hear. I'll just have to tinker around with some of it a little bit more. Let me see. Where did I start? Let's go. I'll still need to kind of work with a bunch of the other portions of this audio here with South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, but let me go back. Let me rewind the tape a little bit. We'll get to the Tom Daschle story here in just a second. Let's go back to where she started talking about John Tester not knowing the difference between a she and a he.
We're hoping for an honest conversation here today. You people had no idea who I was until about 4 years ago, right? You never heard of Kristi Noem before. The only way you heard my name was because the liberals were so busy kicking my head in every night on the national news, right? Elizabeth Warren, Rachel Maddow were calling me dangerous and irresponsible, saying that I was killing people, making terrible decisions. Listen, all I did was uphold our constitutional rights and just say that we needed to use personal responsibility to let people make the best decisions for their families, and that we would get through our challenges together. In South Dakota, we were the only state that never once closed a single business. Never landed. We kept holding public events. I was the only governor that never even defined what an essential business was, because I don't believe the government has the authority to tell you that your business isn't essential. We also have gone forward and been extremely bold in making sure that we were out there passing legislation to ban China from buying our farmland. To make sure that only girls could play in girls' sports. So bad that he doesn't even know what a she and a he is. He knows what a she and a he is, right? Listen, Tim Sheehy is not going to let mediocre men take away opportunities from our exceptional women. He's going to make sure that he protects women's sports and that he always knows what a she and a he is here in Montana, because that's just not something that we're going to sit here and argue about. It's just a matter of fact.
Right? Yep.
Listen, John Tester is just exactly like a politician we used to have in South Dakota. I don't know if any of you remember Tom Daschle.
Yep.
Remember him? He used to go to Washington, D.C. and vote for every tax increase, every government mandate. He wanted government control of health care. He voted for all the regulations and supported socialist agenda. And then he'd come home and get in his 25-year-old vehicle and drive around and say, golly shucks, geez, I'm just like you, and visit all of our counties and have coffee in the local cafe. And people kept voting to him for him until he was held accountable. Until somebody called him to the carpet and started talking about how he voted. And that's exactly the opportunity that you have here. South Dakota is a small state. In fact, when I ran for governor in our state, I talked about the fact that South Dakota was dying. People were leaving our state by the thousands. Our businesses were leaving. And I said that I believed that South Dakota could grow. that we needed to grow because we needed stronger families. Because a lot of what I see wrong in this country is the breakdown of family. And I don't really care what your family looks like, I just think you need to have a strong family. And that is really how kids get to be successful. And then I wanted to have a strong state by growing it.
All right, anyway, incredible remarks by South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem all around. I loved throwing back to 2020 when she stood up for freedom. She stood up for the Constitution, and it kind of helped. They had a Toby Keith song playing when I took the stage to introduce both of them, and so reminded me of that incredible Toby Keith concert before he passed when he was at the Metro in Billings. What an incredible show.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And now she's offering a path to amnesty, and she doesn't have to answer any questions about it or her support for reparations. Where's the money going to come from and who's going to be eligible? How about a couple of simple questions? We'll start there. Her support for what is the largest tax increase in the history of the world and the history of America, too? How do you afford a $93 trillion Green New Deal that she sponsored with Bernie Sanders in the U.S. Senate, and that she would eliminate the filibuster to pass this thing and shove it down America's throat, which would be the end of capitalism as we know it? Or the fact that she sponsored with Bernie government health care for all and called for the elimination of all private health insurance? So much for the Freedom and Joy Party.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, firearms, they're a great protection. But as a gun owner, you got to consider firearms as a last resort. You really want to pull the trigger and then deal with the financial, mental repercussions? The answer has to be no. You need to start with the less lethal option. That's Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. Now, the Byrna less lethal pistol launcher was designed by gun owners because Byrna wants to save lives while also creating a product that confidently protects those concerned with personal safety. Now, the Byrna pistol launcher is equipped with powerful deterrents, tear gas, kinetic rounds, and it has a 50 to 60 foot range. It's amazing. And the Byrna launcher can incapacitate an attacker for 30 to 40 minutes. Now, the Byrna launcher is legal in all 50 states. There's no background check needed. There's no permit needed. And they'll ship it directly to your door. Now, don't start with deadly force. Start with less lethal force. Go to byrna.com/Hannity. 10% off any purchase. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity and make the smart choice for your family's safety today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, did you guys see this cool story recently? SpaceX astronauts did a spacewalk. Did you know that they actually trained for that mission right here in Montana? I spoke with the mission commander at the time. He was there for the spacewalk. He's going to join us next week on Montana Talks. First up, though, on Monday's Montana Talks, we're going to have Rob Nadelson talk about CIA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sponsored by Pfizer. Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right, yeah, I've been cranking up the audio on the rest of the speech by South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem so that we can play some more highlights for you here throughout the morning. Maybe I'll save more of that for the 8 and 9 o'clock hours of the show. Of course, Well, actually, I might have to hold on to some of it for our statewide show on Tuesday. Maybe save a couple of highlights for Tuesday because we got former University of Montana constitutional law professor Rob Nadelson joining us later in the 9 o'clock hour today. He's going to do that legal analysis of CI 128, one of your ballot initiatives for us. Let's go into the phone lines. We've got Tamara in Billings on the line. Tamara, good to hear from you.
Yeah, so Rocky Mountain tribal leader Kirk, he's coming on, I call it the local fake CBS News with Augusta McDonald.
Oh, yeah, she's a partisan hack for sure, big-time liberal. Man. Yeah.
Yeah, and they keep making comments about Tim Sheehy and his racial comments on the reservations, but they won't say what comments he's making. He's complaining and says Sheehy needs to come out and apologize. Well, I'd like to know what those comments are, but they won't say.
So John Tester doesn't need to come out and apologize for refusing to provide law enforcement resources to our reservations. John Tester doesn't need to apologize for the drug cartels targeting Native American women and families. John Tester doesn't need to apologize for the inflation that's costing Native American families more for groceries and for gas. John Tester doesn't have to be questioned about anything or forced to apologize for anything, according to the local fake news CBS TV anchor. Right?
Right. So what does Tim Sheehy have to apologize for? They won't say.
It's so funny. When you actually see the comments, and first off, they're using like chopped up audio from over a year ago. Where's the full audio, and why did they wait a year to chop this stuff up? This is a last-minute, desperate Hail Mary attack. And look at the fake news media. The KTVQ, the TV station you're talking about, they copy and pasted a story by the fake news Daily Montanan. It's a liberal blog funded by, basically, it's part of this state network that Hans-Jörg Wiese, a dark money Democrat operative, is funding. And they put that on their website as if it's news. And they're using it as the basis of their TV news coverage. This is the most, KTVQ used to have an incredible reputation, and they were fair to both sides. And I knew some of the people were this way or that way politically, but they were fair. And they were accurate, and they were responsible. Their coverage is absolutely embarrassing. And here's the deal. They're not even helping John Tester with this garbage, because I think people see right through it.
Oh, we are. We're seeing right through it. So, okay, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, thanks. Yeah, good to hear from you. Tim Sheehy actually gave his take on this whole fake, phony attack. He was on Fox News over the weekend. Yeah, thanks for the call there, Tamara. He was on Fox News over the weekend. I'll play that audio for you. I was going to save that one for the 7 o'clock hour of the show to give his reaction to it. But here's the deal. Tim Sheehy, you guys have seen him. You've seen the photos. You've seen the photos and video on Twitter. He has gone to every reservation across Montana. And he doesn't just go meet with tribal leaders. And he doesn't just go meet with the tribal council members. He goes and meets with the people. All the people. And not only that, but like the guy's a rancher. He's in he's in the ranch business. So he goes roping and riding with Native Americans. What does John Tester do? He shows up a couple of times out of a year, gets a photo op, and then leaves. John Tester is too afraid to even show up at the Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. John Tester was too afraid to even show up at the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Butte. John Tester isn't going anywhere near all of the places all across Montana, including our reservations, that Tim Sheehy is getting out there and shaking hands with everyday folks. Tim Sheehy's the one showing respect to all Montanans. John Tester sits back, hides out in his basement, runs a phony fake campaign. Anyway, it's pathetic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.